Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WRB. Glad to have you in here. We've got a great program for you tonight, part four of the Money Changers. We know that you're going to be blessed by the information that we've got to bring you tonight, simply because we're spending money like it's going out of style. You know, if you look at things and put them in proper perspective, it doesn't really matter how much debt is created. What matters is who pays it back. And in this sense, the money changers are in charge of the debt situation. In other words, they've developed a system where they can give you money, or actually they've been authorized through Congress, I reckon. I don't know. Some people say that it's never been, it's not legal. Well, what's going on is illegal. The offshore the systems that's set up to, the United States is in bankruptcy. Has been for a long time, and nobody's come forward to stand for whatever we owe, except the taxpayer. Now, the system that they have used to get these taxes from the taxpayer is what we're going to talk about, and how much we owe, and I'll give you 14 reasons tonight that you're going to be quite surprised at how the money system works. And I know I am always amazed at how that it's generating as much wealth for somebody. Certainly ain't the average John Doe in the street, but it does seem like that somebody's getting rich here. Now, we're getting a lot of debt, like I say, and what they do, they charge interest on the debt, which, biblically speaking, we're not supposed to have this system set up. We let a group of people come in here, and they're the money changers. Now, I told you about how he was basically, he was PO'd. This is the only time that you can read in the Bible that he really took matters in his own hands. He was so infuriated with the money changers that he overturned their tables of collection where that they were charging usury, and they were imposing temple tax right in the religious system that was designed for Israel. Well, today, we've got the same system. Nothing has changed. Except in today, instead of just whooping them with cords, I believe he would take a 9-pound hammer and beat your head in. I don't know. But we've got a problem here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not going to end until the time for Babylon to fall. Now, Babylon was set up for the purpose of bringing chastisement to those who had broke Yahweh's laws and commandments. Now, in the book of Malachi, it's recorded in the book of Malachi that Satan provoked the priest to act like the money changers of today. And the Bible talks about robbing Yahweh. Now, how would someone rob Yahweh? Well, you would steal out of his treasury. And you say, I didn't know he had one. The Bible says for us to lay up our treasures. Now, we're obligated to lay treasure up to Yahweh. We're obligated to keep the feast. We're obligated to remember Yahweh's laws and His Sabbath. And we're to lay aside as we have prospered and things of this nature. And a lot of people don't realize that. And then when they do incorporate the tithing principle, they give it to the wrong people. Or they basically do no, they think they're doing Yahweh a service, but they're really not. Now, chapter 2 of Malachi, let me read you a verse of scripture. And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. Now this is strictly for the preacher that we are going to address tonight. And the Bible says, now, O priest, this commandment will be for you, and you are to keep Yahweh's commandment. You're to watch over him, and you are to praise him day and night in keeping his commandments. Praise is keeping his commandments. It's not running around like a Pentecostal, all wide, although that's part. The joy of serving him would certainly bring that in. I'm not saying that you don't have to praise Yahweh, to refrain yourself from showing emotion. You can do that. That's quite understandable. But the way that you really praise Yahweh is you keep his laws and his commandments. Very few people do that. Now, again, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, glory. See, here, right off the bat, people get in trouble because they really don't know his name. They really don't understand what's going on here. How that Yahweh himself, he's the keeper of the soul. If you will keep his law, he will keep you. But if you will not give glory to my name, I will send a curse upon you. Now, right there it is. We are cursed. The money changers have taken over. And they've robbed us. They've made us the tail and not the head. And we've been cut off from the blessings because we're under a curse. And it's all about the name. It's amazing. You say, well, I praise the name of Jesus. And I've told you people so long that most of you get mad at me for telling you this. And I respect the people in Jesus' name. I really do. And I appreciate your love for Jesus and your devotion. But would you just simply dig a little deeper than what you think is right? There's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death, and you may not be given the true Creator glory. Now, it's His name. He wants His name known. A lot of the suppression came from people thinking that the name of Yahweh was too holy. Never Jesus. It was never Jesus in the Old Testament. You can't read Jesus in the Old Testament. And it's never Jesus, if you will, in the New Testament. But he's there. And he's there complimentary, brought to you courtesy of the Greek or the Roman Empire. Now, the Bible says they would cast the truth to the ground. They actually despise the name of Yahweh. They love Zeus. And they gave us a name to compare with Zeus, E.A. Zeus. And I know this sounds so bad. You say, well, I've been blessed in Jesus' name. Well, you know, there's things that, how are you blessed? Are you blessed with truth? Now, the truth will bring enemies. the troop will bring separation. Well, that don't sound like you're blessed when you're separated and from your own family, and the devil is there to hammer on you all the time. And the Bible said, not many wise, not many noble, or not many rich or powerful or elite are called into the name, the true name. Now, there's all kinds of rich people in the J name. Now, Jehovah itself, although it's a J name, it too is erroneous. And your Bible will tell you so. Your commentaries will tell you so. Your language experts will tell you so. The Nazarites in the 8th century A.D., when they were trying to convert the name of the Hebrew God, Yahweh, over into English, the vowel points were misplaced. And instead of Yahweh, it translated as Yahovah. Well, they changed the Y to a J, and it's Jehovah, which is erroneous. Nothing there is right. It's all wrong. And yet, Yahweh says, if you priests will after heart to give glory to him. I want to come back up here just for a moment in Malachi, a chapter chapter 1, verse 11. For from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my name should be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense should be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name should be great among the nations, saith Yahweh of hosts, but you have profaned it, in that you say the table of Yahweh is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his food, is contemptible. Now, what does he mean by that? We're not talking about natural food here. We're talking about exactly the food source of truth, food of spiritual value. They have went the way of the world. See, it's popular. If I wanted to be a real popular preacher, I would preach a name that's accepted instead of the name that's rejected. Wisdom would teach you, if you want to be a popular preacher and you want to have a lot of people looking up to you, preach what's acceptable. Don't go against the grain. Don't go against the flow. But here, Yahweh says, you people have polluted my name. And you've brought me offerings, and should I accept these? Now, that means that if you bring it in a false name, and you expect Yahweh to accept it and reveal to you the truth, that's what it means, in other words, the food of truth, to give back to you the food of truth, you're not going to get it. Because as long as you offer it up in a false name, that false name don't have any honor to the true name, and you priests, you have despised my name, and you will not give my name glory, saith Yahweh, and I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Now, wait a minute. Did you catch it? Yeah, you're going to be blessed. The world's going to bless you. The tradition's going to bless you. The way that seems right is going to bless you. These are blessings. But Yahweh said, I'm going to curse your blessings. Yea, I've cursed them already, because cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth unto Yahweh a corrupt thing. So if you've corrupted, or if you've offered him up a corrupt name, just like the money changers was corrupting in his temple, they were corrupting through their usury systems, set against their walls. That's why he wanted to cleanse them and remove them. It's hard to remove money changers. Wherever there's money, people are going to sit at the table and go to work and operate. We still got The love of money is the root of all evil. Everything in the world revolves around money. You get up every morning and go to work for money. Everything that you do is related to money. And the Bible tells you not to do that. Seek you first the kingdom and his righteousness. In other words, he wants you right. You could have a truckload of blessings that you consider to be blessings. You could have two houses, three houses, four houses, or you could have be a landlord with 100 houses and collecting rent. That's blessing. But God said, these blessings are not going to receive my truth. I'm not going to give you any truth for what you offer. You've offered a polluted name, and therefore you're gonna get pollution upon your blessings. You're going to be blessed in the world, but you ain't going to be blessed for me. That's what he's saying. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your seed and upon your faces and upon your solemn feast. And one shall take away with it, and you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant might be with Levi. Now, Levi is the ministerial situation where Yahweh said, forsake house, land, wife, children, yea, even your own life. Seek ye first the kingdom. See, you are now a living priest. You have within you the temple of Yahweh. You have the Ark of the Covenant, which is the blessing or the seed of revelation and truth. Now, if you settle out and refuse to hear the truth, it'd be better for you not to know it than to know it and not go it or tell it to the people that's going to listen to you, or should listen to you. And very few people will. They'll talk about you, they'll speak evil of you. And they're going to go on and on and on and on and on. You shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, and my covenant will be with the Levi. My covenant was with him of life and peace. Now, the Levi is a minister. He ministers in the presence of Yahweh. Well, every day, you know, today we've got preachers that are called ministers. But Yahweh's looking for a host of ministers or witnesses or truth speakers or covenant keepers. And you all are with, you are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am Yahweh. That I'm not Jesus. I'm not Jehovah. I'm not Lord. I'm not God. There's many of those. But I want you to specify my name. I want you to glorify it among the heathen. But when you do, what do you get for your effort? You sure don't get blessings, that's for sure. What do you get? You get rejection. You get hated. Matthew 10:22 says, you shall be hated for my name. Get in Jesus' name. Yeah, I was in Jesus' name for 30 years. Actually, for 48 years. And I was hated because I preached the oneness of his name and the Godhead. But I could go anywhere in Jesus' name and enter into any church as long as I was praising Jesus' name. And they'll receive you. They might differ with you in some of the doctrine, but they will receive you in Jesus' name. If you come to them in the name of Yahweh, paying your tithes. Now, tithing is just not only giving money. Tithing is giving of your time, your effort, your goods, the spending money to go to the festivals, laying it back, witnessing to someone, missing a day's work, to keep an appointment to witness something. No church in the Christian system that I know of, no church. Starting with the Catholic Church and working your way on up through the Pentecostal churches, which I'm very familiar with, and all the other churches that are in Jesus' name, they will not receive you in Yahweh's name. Now, they'll tell you that, yes, Yahweh, the old Bible. And they'll treat you real friendly until you make a doctrine in their fellowship and prove that the name of Jesus was never in the Old Testament never should have been in the New Testament. It was put in there by mistake, and that they left purposely and covered up the true name, which was Yahweh. And this brings fire upon them, and they'll hate you for his name's sake. But it's an offering of truth. This is the true offering that Yahweh wanted you to give glory to his name, and then he will bless you, not with a whole lot, but with a little. Now, would you rather have a little with the blessings of Yahweh or a whole lot with a curse? Well, everybody's chosen the latter. They want a whole lot. And yet they're never content. They're never satisfied. They'll never amen the truth. They'll run from it, fight you, reject you, because they can't give up their possessions. Just like the rich young man that he kept all the commandments, and yet he couldn't give it up to serve Yahweh. He had been taught through the tradition of the priest, and now the priests are cursed. They had been taught to forget his name. The rich young man couldn't take this name and give it to those to whom they deserved to hear this name. And so it is with the witnesses or the ministers or the priests. You minister in the presence of Yahweh, because Yahweh is in you, and that makes you a minister when you minister and let him speak through you. If you submit yourself to him, you're offering up a tithe and offering. And yet the money changers, they're so contemptible and base. According as you have not kept my ways, but you have been partial in the law. Don't we all have one Father? Has not one Creator created us? Why do you deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant? Yahweh will cut off everything. From the altar there shall be tears and weeping and crying out, because he no longer regards your offerings or accepts them with favor from your hand. People carry tithes and offerings to the Christian church and they lay them, I'm telling you, they pile them up. The blessings are enormous. How people prosper. And yet, they will not come to Yahweh. They will not obey his truth. They will not honor his name. If you really want to make somebody mad at you, if you want to lose a friend, tell them the truth. Well, Paul said, well, while I was with you, you know, everything was fine. But when I told you the truth, now you hate me for the truth. The Messiah came and said, you hate me because I brought the Father's name. Well, where is your Father? Well, me and my Father are the same person. When you see me, you see the Father. See, that doctrine got him in trouble. Because the traditional church had taught that his name, Yahweh, not Jehovah, Yahweh, not Jesus, was too sacred to utter. Now, that the tradition of other names, naturally another name, Lord, God, Jesus, Jehovah, those begin to creep into the tradition. And full well, they reject the commandments in order to keep their tradition. And that's what the Messiah was talking about. Full well, you reject my commandments and truth to keep your tradition. You want to be a priest? You want a minister? Go ahead and tell people the truth. You say, well, if I did, we're so understanding and careful not to offend anyone. But what about the Messiah? Did he offend anybody? The Bible said they were all offended. All were offended at his saying. He didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword, a division, to separate the flesh from the spiritual values. What is highly esteemed among man is an abomination to all those who would try to go out into their local community and do the communion or the Passover or the tabernacle festivals and worship in a false name. If you do that, you're offering up polluted food to the Yahweh. Your sacrifice is food. I was hungry and you wouldn't feed me. And that meant they worship, they shout, they run the aisle, but they use a false name. It's like the money changers. You're actually shortchanged. They promise you liberty, and you say, well, boy, I sure got a blessing there today. They were shouting all over the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I felt the Spirit. Feelings are deceitful. Truth is reality. That's where the rubber meets the road. How much truth did you hear? Did you hear the true name? Did you hear anybody debate it? See, debate, if it's lawful and it's not intended to insult or to irritate or separate, but it's intended with love. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Come in with the truth. If they will receive it, well and good. If not, and usually they won't, I'll have to remind you, don't go expecting that you're going to convert the whole church. But I guarantee you, there'll be somebody there that Yahweh has presented to that place at that time to hear your testimony, and it will be the foundation of their faith, and they'll grow in grace and knowledge. You say, well, I want a big revival. I want everybody to hit the altar and repent. Vain thinking. People cannot give up their blessings for the curse. You're cursed if you serve Yahweh. You're blessed if you serve the devil. I'll repeat that. In the world, you're blessed. In Yahweh, you're cursed. When you offer up to him food that he likes to eat, and the world don't like it, which one is going to be mad at you? Which one is going to rejoice with you? Would you rather rejoice with a few than to dance in iniquity with the many? Yet you say, whereon, because Yahweh hath been a witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet she is thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. And did he not make twain a unity, so that he might have the right spirit? And why unity? So that he might produce a holy seed. Right, there it is. My people are a peculiar holy people. Come out of them, my people. Come out of where? Come out of that religious money changing operation, for the love of money is the root of all evil, and we've still got the money changers. Nobody's whipping them out. Nobody's telling the truth. It takes truth to separate you from the money changers or the blessings that the world can give you if you will use a false name. I'm Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, even from the days of your fathers have you gone from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return to you, saith Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? They wanted to know when they heard that. They put their tithes and their offerings. And you know where they took them? To Lord, and to God, and to Baal, and to Kuros, to Jehovah, and to Jesus. And they robbed him of the tithe and offering. You see, these tithes and offerings were things that should be put in his treasure house. You should bring him the finest of the wine, that spiritual wine. I'm not talking about natural things, although that they were natural things presented. And these people that have presented all these other tithes and offerings to the world or to other names or to other gods were blessed abundantly. The Bible said they were. And the poor people that tried to struggle against the blessings of the world to bring the true blessings would receive a blot. persecution. You shall be hated. And so then, I've had people that got in this name and walked a while and then turned and went the other way. I mean, they couldn't take it. That's all it's saying. You are cursed with a curse, for you have brought me, even this whole nation. Now, the money changers was a symbol of the changing of the doctrine, changing of the menu, the food. Now, we're talking about spiritual food, comparing to the natural thing, that the offerings, the tithes and offerings, the wine, and they brought a tenth of this and a tenth of that, and they brought their best animals, or supposed to. And yet Yahweh, see, these things were just symbolic. Yahweh wants you to bring your heart. These are the things I crave. Your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Give these things to me. And if you do, then you shall be blessed. But if you don't, you will receive the curse of the money changers. You know, I know that you people that are serving Yahweh, you could be well better blessed if you were serving the traditional walk with a name like the churches use. All these preachers have used these false names. It's because they don't know any better. Well, they're honest. They're sincere. They're offering up polluted food. They bring an abundance. Look what I've got. I brought 10 people and got them saved at the altar. Let's say that you brought 10,000 and introduced them to a false name and offered that up. And now that 10,000, you became Lord of them, and they worshipped you, and they liked you because you promised them salvation, and through the deceit that you have done to them, you've made them twice more the child of hell, but they don't realize it, and they reward you handsomely for telling them a lie and feeding them candy and giving them smooth speech and enticing love. But if you tell them the truth, they'll hate you. Out of those 10,000 that you brought, you just reverse it and teach them the truth, and you might have got 10 out of 10,000. You'd have done good to got 1 out of 1,000. But I guarantee you, if you'd have got 10 out of the 10,000 instead of the 10,000 to offer up to a false name, you'd be blessed and better off, and so would the 10 people that got the truth of his name. If you continue in his truth, then you're his disciple. If you continue. Them that feared Yahweh spake often one to another. Don't you just love to talk to your brothers? I mean, when they call up and check in. I've got a lot of brothers that call me and sisters that call me and check in and keep up and want to know your state of affairs and what's happening and things of this nature. This is what this Bible means right here. The Scripture. 16th of the 3rd chapter of the book of Malachi. Yea, they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him that feared Yahweh and that reverenced his name. Well, a book of remembrance is written in the Old Covenant. This is the book of remembrance we're talking about in the days of Malachi. We're talking about the future New Testament. The future New Testament is laden with false names. Lord God, Kyrios, Jesus and Jehovah. These are all false. It'll produce a great offer and abundance and blessing. You'll be blessed to have it. Yeah, you shall gain. Yeah, you'll have a lot of people to fellowship with. I mean, some of the nicest people in the world that I went to church with in Jesus' name. I'm talking about sincere. They're loving and kind and precious people. But when it comes to truth, they're offering up a polluted name. The money changers is at work. Satan, the great author of confusion, the great author of deception, the great author of a lie, has produced a seemite way and offered up polluted food, and people have gathered it by the bushel basket full and said, look how I am blessed. Since I got in church, or I got in the name of Jesus, or I got in the name of Jehovah. I got in this Saturday, Seventh-day Sabbath. Or I got, and I went to worship on Sunday. You see, these are all falsehoods. Yeah, you're blessed, but you're offering up a polluted food when it comes to revelation of truth. You've got to know the truth before you know that you are offering up polluted food. I never knew that I was offering up polluted offerings, tithes, work, effort, sweat. You do it all in a false name, it's polluted. And you're cursed. And yet you're so blessed. It's hard to tell somebody that they're cursed when they look at you and you say, well, you go to church. Well, I don't go to church. Huh. You don't go to church? No, I go to festival every once in a while. Festival, what's that? Oh, that, well, I go to Passover. I'm fixing to go to Passover here on May the 27th. We're going to have a foot wash. Oh, that's under the law. We're going to kill the lamb and going to keep that. Oh, that's under the law. We don't do that no more. We keep Easter. And we eat ham. We don't eat that lamb anymore. That sacrilegious fact. We have anything. And anybody drop by and explain this to you, I need to let my preacher come and talk to you. And he'll come and bring you a whole table full of polluted food. And if you sit down and eat with him and become partakers, you are now worse than he is, and it'd been better for you to have never known the truth than to know it and sit and partake and eat with him some of these spiritual things that he brings to you and tries to draw you back into the blessings of Jesus and Lord and God and all these other things. These are the polluted offerings of the money changers. They're doing the same thing today with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is nothing but a polluted form of money. It's not real. And yet you cherish it. You run for it. And you worship it. He said, well, I ain't saying you reject none of it. It doesn't mean it's right. If you understand where this evil system has corrupted itself, and that just weights and measure is the real silver and gold. Which they've taken the real silver and gold. Right now, gold is around $1,200 plus to the ounce, give or take a few. The silver is hovering around $20 an ounce. That's one silver dollar that had a value when it was coined in metal value. Of $1. Now it's worth $20. The gold is worth $1,200 plus. And the dollar compared to it is worth hardly worth the ink and the paper it's written on. Probably if you would exchange the value, you'd probably come out in the hole for printing. But they don't care. They can print a lot of it. Because you chase it and you run after it. You desire it. So you're wanting polluted food from the money changers. And it ought to be that way, but it is. How we're going to change it, I don't know. I changed the name in my worship. I no longer offer up a polluted name. And if you did, I can't fall out with you. We've got good people that use the name of Jesus. You keep on using it until you know better. Now, if you know another name, if there be another name, and there is, then return to it. That shall be mine, saith Yahweh, in that day when I gather up my special treasure. There it is. In the day that he's not going to gather up any Federal Reserve notes. If you compare the Christian people, the Federal Reserve, he ain't going to gather none of them. They're going to be gathered and burned. But what about silver and gold? I will try you like silver and gold, tried in the fire. You can put gold and silver into a furnace, and it gets pure. The more that you refine it, the purer it gets. 99.9. Are you 99.9, or are you one of those Federal Reserve notes in the sight of Yahweh? Yahweh don't spend Federal Reserve notes. He asked you not to run after them and disarm. You're worthy of your heart. He'll bless you with the truth. You won't have as much, but you'll have enough. It won't be what you want, it'll be what you need. He'll give you health and strength, give you wisdom and knowledge. That's worth a whole lot. I'd rather have my knowledge tonight than have anything on earth. Because if I've got knowledge, and it's pure 99.9, and I'm going to have to go through the fire, I'll make it. Because the purer, that the more it's refined, the better it gets. Federal Reserve notes will burn. The money changers have lied for you and give it to you, and it seemed like a bunch of treasure. And you gathered it up. But I'll gather up my special treasure, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. There you go. You see, today the wicked are the Yahweh people. Why is it with Yahweh people? Don't pay attention to them. Born a gun. That's just a cult. Who ever heard of them? I never heard of them until 2 or 3 years ago. That old stupid pastor buddy got on the radio and started preaching about Yahweh's name. Or so-and-so. And telling me about Yahweh. And I went on the internet and I found out all about them. They're just a cult. Glory to God. Show that. And go right back. But that means serious Bible research. Check your old parchment. 6,823 times, wherever you see the fake, the counterfeit, the Federal Reserve note of LORD, that's going to burn. There's many of those. But the golden coin, the king's coin, the coin of preference, the only one he'll receive is 99.9% pure. It has a value, and it's a treasure that he gathers unto himself. Lay not up treasures for the thief, the money changer. You see, Satan is so crafty that he's deceived people in churches, just like the Federal Reserve has deceived people in the treasury. We seek those things which are not real. They're temporary. That one's going to fall. And great, the Bible said, great is going to be the fall of it. You brought me. It's for salvation. You worried me with your words. You worried me. Well, they preach, they sing, they come to church on Sunday morning or Saturday. You cause many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant. You become contemptible. In the days of your fathers, you have forsaken me. You went in the way of Baal. You perished in the game of Baal of Kor. Therefore, I will punish you, and I will make you the tail, and not the head. Ladies and gentlemen, your enemy right tonight rules over you because of your father's inability to recognize the true. And I gave you the series on the honeybee. He knows the real deal. He don't light on an artificial flower. People today go for what looks good, what's popular, what sounds good. It sounds so good. Don't run with a herd. Come out of her. If you have to stand alone, I have so many people can. I've had people say, Pastor Ben, I had a brother, bless his heart. He's up in Bristol, in Tennessee. And he called me up. He's in a motel. Pastor Buddy said, you know any people up here of the faith that I could fellowship? I'm lonely. I'm old and broken down. But I can't get around. I'd just like to have someone to sit around and talk to. He said, brother, I don't know. So if I'd have been a Seventh-day Adventist, I could just look in the church directory of the Seventh-day Adventist manual, and that would have been a fellowship. First Baptist, Second Baptist, First Methodist, but you see, you get fellowship. Elijah didn't have none. The Messiah didn't have none. Foxes had holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man didn't have no fellowship. They wouldn't receive him at the local congregation. The Christian church, they loved the FRNs. They didn't love the real deal. He was the real deal. He was the pure gold. His words were wholesome and pure. His treasure was holy. There was no moth and no corruption. The Federal Reserve, or the FRNs, or the money changers that have come up with another way, or another plan, or another currency, or another treasure, which people lay it up in bank accounts, and they run their telly off for it. They work their honey off. Oh, they gather it and get it in a bank number, and the money changer steals it. The devaluation. The thieves on Wall Street. Oh, man, they rip and they tear and they take advantage of you. I run with some brothers that know the value, true treasure. First of all, to serve Yahweh. And second of all, to lay up your treasures for living your things. And third, be a good witness for Yahweh. And He'll provide for you a little, but just enough. There's no use of having too much. If you got too much, give your brother a coat. And if you have too many clothes, clean your closet out of them and smile and pass it on down to your brothers. Got too many sticks? I know people got this shoe problem. They got 40 sets of shoes. You can only wear two. You can only wear one pair of pants or a dress. That's all you need. Sufficient. Yahweh wants you to be sufficient and pure. Satan wants you to be over abundantly blessed and secure in the Federal Reserve. Ladies and gentlemen, the only security in this world. It's the truth. You shall know the truth. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I said a while ago, I'd rather have knowledge than anything on earth. Knowledge will save you. Knowledge will preserve you. Knowledge will present you a perfect offering to Yahweh. Yahweh will make you a wholesome food. When you offer your heart up to Him, He will drink and He will eat until He's filled. You will supply him what he deserves and what he desires. The very intent of your heart that we're in. You were hated. You were despised. Come, blessed of my Father. Enter into the joy that was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You've been faithful over a few things. You wanted the real deal. You had to dig deep. You had to hunt. You could have went with the world. You could have been loved. You could have been blessed with abundance. You could have your treasures in the First National, Second National. But you chose me. I was poor. been cheating because I had a lot. I didn't have nowhere to leave and lay my head. But you came a friend. You became a friend of mine. And you witnessed for me. You stood up for me. I wasn't great. I was hated and despised, but you loved me. I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison and you visited me with the real goal. The goal of fellowship, the goal of truth, the goal of salvation. That's what it's all about. You could have been a lawyer. You could have been a doctor. You could have been a merchant. And you could have had a runner up at the First Baptist, Second Baptist, or the third, or whatever. But you chose a little, poor group of people to associate with. You had fellowship with them. You sat down and they knew Scripture. I'm amazed at some of the knowledge our people have. Man, they're always hungry. They're always listening. They're always reading. I can't preach enough for them. They can't listen to enough truth. They'll get truth from whatever source. They're hungry. They want more. Growing grace and knowledge. Present the things to the Father that is acceptable. And choose the good, which is the few, the straight and the narrow way. Take Him and obey Him. Work with Him while it's light. Because the darkness of the money changers is coming upon the world. They have bought the world. They have corroded the world. They have done things out of respect of the world. They love the world. The Bible said, if you love the world, the love of the Father's not in you. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh's going to bless you? Yahweh's going to give you the blessings and a sincere desire of Jacobism. That's so wonderful. And it's so good and so holy and so just. Whatever you do, listen to this last little tidbit, this little nugget of gold. Whatever you do, do it all in the name of Yahweh. Have no other gods before you. Have no other lords before you. Have no Jesus before you. Have no Jehovah. Have no church or no pastor. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful force of darkness, but rather reprove them. Gather with us on the 25th. I'm sorry. It'll be on a Thursday, if you will, the 27th. And the evening of the 27th, we're going to be meeting in Passover. You can call for instructions and directions. Just call Pastor Buddy here at area code 423-626-2117. That's area code 423-626-2117 for an old-fashioned foot washing. Have you ever been in one? Have you ever sat down with your brothers and let them wash your feet, your sisters wash your feet? It's a humble experience. You just feel like you don't even deserve to have your feet washed. It's the lowest part of your body. And there they are, washing your feet. Just like the little woman of ill repute that washed the Messiah's dusty, broken, probably, yes, he had blisters, stone bruises, and she rubbed the valuable oil. Yeah, I'm like, you know, that was a, she, he was a priest. He had truth, but he had a few friends. Only a few friends. Ladies and gentlemen, meet with us on the 27th. That's on Thursday, if you would desire. And if you do, Yahweh will bless you. Yahweh will give you the sheer mercies of David. And Yahweh will really, really give you the true joy of revelation of the truth. Yahweh's soon coming. Make ready or he's coming for people that's kept the faith and had him deny his name. Let's don't deny it. Let's use it. Let's worship him in spirit and in truth, for it seeketh such to worship him.